On the first part of our morning show today, we're talking with guests that utilize the Simons Recreation Complex on a regular basis. Gary Gutinek, who is here from the Simons Board and the Foundation. And then we also have Doris Schmidt and Bonnie Klinzing in the studio here as our guests. We'll talk with them in just a moment. But Gary, certainly you've been able to bring us some real stellar guests here and show us what the Simons means.
I was just telling Doris and Bonnie that I've been excited for the last week to get these two in here because I think you'll find they've got a great story to tell.
Oh, that's awesome. So how do you decide who to bring? I mean, are you out there working at the Simons? You're like, okay.
Well, I tell you what, sometimes there's instructors that say, because they know that I'm looking for people, they'll say, these two people or three people or whatever would be good guests for your show. And their instructor, Barb Wentz, said, I got two ladies that would fit the bill for you perfectly. And it turns out I knew one for a long time, and I found out that the other one, I knew her husband and a couple of her kids that played sports for Richland Center. So it was a real pleasure to have them on.
Normally, you're related to somebody, it seems like.
Yep. I've got it doesn't end here, Phil. My great-grandmother's maiden name was Klinzing.
Ah.
And Bonnie's father-in-law, William Klinzing, was my grandfather Gutinek's first cousin.
Oh.
So that makes Bonnie the wife of my second cousin one time removed, according to Ancestry.com. And I'm because back in the day when they used to have family reunions, I went to a lot of Klinzing reunions, and there was always this lady that made the best breadsticks ever. And that was Bonnie, and I've known Bonnie ever since.
Awesome. Good. Yeah. Well, good morning, Bonnie. It's great to have you in here in the studio today. So do you have a secret for the recipe for the breadsticks or not?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Well, they were pretty good, Bonnie. I, if you want to share them, I mean, maybe that's the best kept secret, but they were delicious.
Sure. So, Bonnie, when did you start going to the Simons Recreation Complex?
Well, I worked at Schmidt Home. And I retired when I was 81, and after that, I went to Simons. So I've been going there for quite a while.
Do you remember, did it take a lot of convincing to get you there that first time?
No. And before COVID, I also went to the swimming, and I would go there maybe four times a week. And I just enjoyed it, and I think it's kept me active, and my balance is good. I haven't fallen for years, and it's just such a pleasure to go. You know, I could do these exercises at home because it's just standing and marching and with weights. But there's something about going with these women. And they are so kind to Doris and I. The chairs are quite heavy, but they always bring the chairs out for us. And it's just fun to... You know, we don't get out that much.
So that's your social time then?
It's our social time.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is there one activity that you enjoy or appreciate the most? Is it pretty much the land activities that you do then?
That's all we do. I don't do the water aerobics anymore.
Okay.
But I just enjoy meeting the ladies. They're all so friendly, and it's just good to be there.
Awesome. When you think about, Doris, when you think about when you first went, did it take a lot of convincing or not?
No, it didn't. I thought it would be good for me to get more exercise. I was doing exercises at home because I did fall and had to go to Schmidt Home for a while for therapy, and I also one time went to Pine Valley, but now, you know, it's just good, and I can say amen to what Bonnie said, that, you know, the people there are so friendly. They don't scold us if we don't do the exercises just right or something.
Oh, sure. So what is your story? Have you been lifelong friends?
Yeah, we have. I went to school in Minnesota after I graduated from high school, my twin sister and I. And then I just wanted to be home with on the farm. So I got a job at the Richmond, at the Edwards Clinic, and I worked there. And then when they built the Richmond Medical Center, then I went there and worked for many years. And then the Richmond Medical Center closed, and we had a lab at the Richmond Hospital, and I worked there until I was a month from being 70, off and on. But my husband was a building contractor, and I did all the bookwork for him, and then I had other jobs.
You had like three full-time jobs then, didn't you?
Yeah, I was more ambitious than I am now.
Oh, that's awesome. And this, as far as you, Bonnie, what did you do for your working life then?
Well, I worked for Connie and Virgil. I made drapes for 35 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
For them. And then when I was 56, I started working at Schmidt Home, and I worked for 24 and a half years and retired when I was 81.
Oh, good for you. So, and this isn't proper, but I think you're pretty proud of your age, aren't you?
Well, I'll be 96 in July.
My goodness. That's awesome. And Doris?
And I'm 90. I'll be 91 in April.
Oh. Awesome. And as you mentioned, longevity, you know, maybe being active and keeping, that's part of it, isn't it, Doris?
It is, yes.
I'm very curious because I'm well aware of your offspring, and your son Monty was quite the running back and athlete at Richland Center. Yes. So where did he get his athletic ability? Was that from you or your husband?
No, he didn't get it from me. But yeah.
He probably cheers on his mom now that you're active at Simon's, though, right?
Oh, yeah. All my kids are glad that I'm going to Simon's. It's really good.
Are there days when, you know, you think, oh, maybe I don't feel like going today? Or is it all these ladies, you just want to see them and be a part of it? Are you always fired up to go?
Yeah, except when it was like below zero. I hated to get out, but I did.
Yeah.
And it was like I say, it was really good for both Bonnie and I.
Sure. If somebody is listening and maybe they're on the fence or maybe not sure whether they should go or not, what would you tell them to convince them that the Simons would be a good fit?
Well, I would just tell them it's wonderful. I mean, you get out, you meet people, and they are so friendly. And I wouldn't, you know, some days it wouldn't take much for me not to go. But I just decided it's good for me, and my family is so supportive of me too. And I still live alone out on Ash Creek. We both go to the Ash Creek United Methodist Church, and so I'm able to, and I still drive, and I'm thankful my daughter and her grandchildren, they all live in Reedsburg, and it's nothing for me to hop in the car and go and be with them, because I like to take part in all my great-grandchildren's activities, too.
Well, I'm thinking the Simons has helped you be a little bit more independent and, you know, on your own, right?
Yes, and I like to bake. whenever I go to my great-grandchildren, I always take 6 dozen cookies for three. And one day I made 52 dozen cookies.
52 dozen?
In one day.
My goodness. Were you tired at the end of the day or not?
No, I was all through by 4 o'clock.
My goodness.
I know where she lives, so if you ever want to go over there sometime, Phil, when she's baking, you
That's
know, we can...
That's a good idea. Oh, my goodness. So, and what about you, Doris? Do you have some activities, some hobbies and things like that you like to talk about?
Well, I go to Simon's, too, of course. Mm-hmm. And hobbies?
Well, no. Doris and I put puzzles together.
Oh, puzzles?
Yeah, we're okay. Puzzle.
Sure.
We got one on the kitchen table right now.
Awesome. Those are hard to do too, you know, sometimes. How what is it 500 1000 piece or
we like the 500 piece and we can do one in a day.
One in a day, okay.
And it fits good on my kitchen table.
That's great. Keeps you sharp, that's for sure. Absolutely. And I think about Ash Creek United Methodist and all the good cooks over there. When you've had like socials through the years, I bet you that's some pretty good food, isn't it?
Yes, but you know there aren't many of us left.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You still have some get-togethers and functions there and
yes.
Things like that we've read about. Yeah. You recently had a reunion, I think, too, didn't you, there? Or was maybe last summer?
We have had a family reunion there at times.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get together anymore because most of them are gone, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Good memories. Mm-hmm. Gary, anything you'd like to jump into the conversation?
No, I was just so tickled that these guys wanted to volunteer their time to come and tell their story, because anybody that we've had in here, each of them has a different story to tell, whether they're 96 or whether they're 6. And you've had everybody in between. And I just think that another success story with two people whose lives have benefited from Simon's.
I was really struck by the fact that they've been able to maintain their independence. You know, it helps their balance and everything like that. You know,
you're preaching to the choir, Phil.
I know, but I mean, that
but,
just...
yeah. But I just think it's like I said. I think maybe if there's anybody else that's out there listening, and maybe you haven't, doesn't matter the age, whether you're in high school or whether I'm 71, I still go to Simon's, and these guys are a little bit older. And if you've never been in a active fitness program, Simon's really has something for everybody. All you got to do is check the website. If you're not a website checker and you can still drive, go out to Simon's, talk to people at the front desk. They'll help you out. They'll get you started. If you know Bonnie and Doris, talk to them, because there's something for everybody, and it doesn't matter your age.
I know you're a part of the foundation. Why are you a part of it? Why do you think it's important?
Because I feel I got to give something back. Over the years, Simon's has been very, very good to me. I've had a number of different health issues, surgeries, and before surgery and after surgery, Simon's has been a big part of that. And I just feel I have to give something back, and so this is my way of giving back.
And I know you're a real advocate for being in the pool.
The water. I was one of these guys that didn't think I would ever need Simon's until a knee went bad, and Dr. Beck at the Richland Hospital said, "Get in the water." Well, I teased my wife for years about how wimpy water aerobics was, because I could still go out and run and do some of those things. Anyway, I told her when I got back from the appointment, I'm going to go to her class tomorrow. And she goes, "No, you're not until you apologize to me for saying all those bad things about it before." So anyway, I had to eat crow a little bit, but I've been an advocate since 2009 and still continue to be an advocate.
And you see people that come out there, you know, after surgery and things like that, trying to get back, whether it's knee or hip, or
right.
Whatever the case might be.
The one thing I've noticed about the water, when I first started in the fall of 2009, there was only one other guy in the water class, and now it's getting pretty even. I think the reason that there's more women to start out with is women are smarter than men at that age. They figure out that the water is good for them, and oftentimes men will go because it's their last resort. I've tried everything. And then they get in the water, they go, "Oh, yeah, my wife was right." And sometimes I hate to admit that, but Mary was right.
But sometimes doctors suggest it too, right?
Dr. Beck was wonderful. I had a knee that I thought it was just something minor. And what I ended up doing, he said, you're a candidate for knee replacement. And he was right, but being in the pool, it bought me 7 years before I had to have that replacement. And then in my recovery, doing the physical therapy at the hospital and at home, and once I was able to get back in the pool, it really helped me get my straightening and bending. So it was great.
From the foundation standpoint, are there some goals for 2025, some things you're focused on?
Yeah, there's
here?
A bunch of goals, and I think probably Mike will talk about some of those. But I think my biggest goal I would like to see is more members. Like Bonnie and Doris, going out, and if you've got friends that are your age or younger than you, tell them about it. Or even better yet, don't just tell them and say, hey, I'll go with you to that class. Because oftentimes when you first start something, it can be intimidating. And if you go with somebody, it's less intimidating. When I take somebody for the first time that I've convinced to go in the water, I'll go with them for the first two or three or four times. Eventually they start meeting other people and they don't need me. Then they're independent, they're on their own. And then hopefully they can recruit somebody and do the same thing. So it's real organic, but I think the best way to become a Simons, get someone to become a Simons member, is not just encourage them, say, hey, I'll go with you for these first few times. And oftentimes that makes a difference.
I know that you like to talk, obviously. No. But if you're having trouble talking, that means you're actually doing something, right? If talking is easy, then...
I tell you what, the rule of thumb is if you're working too hard and you can't talk, that's kind of the rule of thumb. The nice thing about, and Bonnie and Doris will say the same thing too, you can exercise and talk at the same time. And so much of it is social. I mean, I've met so many new people, as have Bonnie and Doris, and that's just almost as important as the physical part. So it's Simons is the real deal. We've got something for everybody. You just got to check it out. And if you know someone that's a member, ask them. If you're not a member, say, hey, what's this Simons thing all about? And then invite them. If you're a Simons member, invite them to come with you. That's how you get them to stay, is when you come with them and stay with them for a while. Get them used to the climate, and the rest is up to them.
Doris, have you met some new friends at Simons?
Oh, yes. They're all so friendly and appreciative that we are there. And sometimes, when it was so cold, there were probably one day there was only about five of us. And then another day there might be 15 or 16 of us there. And we all... I think we all enjoy it.
Bonnie, do people look out for one another? Like if somebody's missing, do you kind of like, oh, hey, where is so-and-so today?
And if Doris has company and she doesn't come, they ask, where's your friend? And, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, what we do without it, right? In the community. Anything else either of you would like to add? You've been great guests today.
Well, thank you.
You bet. And we hope it continues to go well at the Simons. We know it will. And maybe you'll be doing cartwheels by the end of the year, right? Is that handstands?
I never did learn.
Me either.
I couldn't either.
You remember my FIAD classes, Gary?
I do. And I told them about the very first day. They said, well, how'd you know Phil? I said, well, when I first started in the fall of 1975, he was in my sixth grade PE class. And they'd gotten rid of the previous PE teacher, and I think they were trying to do the same to me. And I remember the very first day, unfortunately, Phil and I didn't get off to a real good start.
No.
But as we got older, we found that music was our common denominator. In fact, I was telling the ladies on the way in how when that happened, that we knew that music was our common denominator. We had a mutual respect for each other, and you've been one of my best friends ever since.
I appreciate that. Sure. When you went into the Hall of Fame, too, I got to speak. I was the only basketball player that got to speak that night.
So yeah, that was awesome, Phil.
Well, thanks for coming in. And Doris and Bonnie, we wish you nothing but success. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Come back and see us again. And Gary Goodconnect, thanks for coming in with two lovely ladies on your arm today.
It's always a pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
You bet. More coming up on The Morning Show.